Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Well, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. It was a banner week on the show in terms of guests. We had Vivek Ramaswamy, who is, of course, a candidate for president of the United States in the Republican Party. He made his debut on the show. I thought he was outstanding. Shannon Bream was on. She burnt it down to the ground. Emily Campagno, Tommy Lahren. It was just an embarrassment of radio riches. But the truth is, I'm going to go out on a limb this week and give the game ball to a Democrat. Kevin Walling, who was a strategist on Biden's 2020 campaign, stopped by to react to the news that Biden is running again. That's right. We've been offered a second cruise on the Titanic. Congratulations. But Walling engaged in a good faith back and forth, an old school political talk show where, like, I had views, he had views, we had jokes, a good time was had by all. If everyone in the media could execute a talk show with the level of cool that we do, because I tell you this all the time, I'm not particularly talented. I'm just kind of a cool dude. I don't mean cool like people want to be like me. I just mean cool like I'm easy to be around. And if everybody in media knew how to do what me and Walling do in this interview, gosh, the world would be so much better. All right, I'm going to tear my rotator cuff patting myself on the back. So let me just use it while I still can to give the game ball to the lovely and talented Kevin Walling.
You see him all over the Fox News channel. He did work on the Biden 2020 campaign, but he is here to work on your ears right now, girlfriend. Kevin Walling
You're
is in the
darn
house.
Darn right.
The crowd goes wild. You can literally, you can't
pause
even hear us talk.
Listen,
whoa,
whoa,
hey
now,
whoa!
We got chicken wire up over the stage though. There's some bottles being thrown. We talk across the aisle on this show, Kevin Walling, and it's good to see you.
It's best. I love these conversations.
All right, so there, the last time you were on, you had gotten engaged.
That's okay. True. You and had, we're still engaged.
You had gotten engaged. Out. You and your man had gotten engaged.
Yep.
And I think that's fabulous. Have you set a date yet?
We have 2/24/24.
Ooh, so this is legit. This is a thing, though.
This is a thing. I'm locked in.
There's two types of engagements. And this is not unique to anyone's sexual orientation. I know this, okay? There's an engagement ring, and then there's also something I call, just bear with me, a shut the up ring. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like you've been dating someone a while.
Yeah.
They've had friends that got engaged that were dating like years shorter than you were. You're going to get killed in your sleep if you don't eventually get engaged.
This was a quick engagement. We'd only been together a year, but when you know,
oh,
you
so
know.
You guys really thought this through.
Yeah, no, well, nice. No one's getting any younger here.
Thank you.
This hair isn't getting any thicker, so let's make it let's make it happen.
Is that how marriage works in the gay community?
Yeah,
you're racing a hairline.
You have an expiration date in the gay community. Mine is rapidly approaching. Alex is fine. He's got many more years, but
Alex has got time, but Kevin Walling, he was racing the clock. You know, like the movie Speed?
Exactly. I got to keep that bus over 50.
Keep that
50.
Bus going, baby!
With gas prices the way they are, too. Oh, my God.
Well, don't worry. Pretty soon, your party's going to force electric vehicles on all of us.
Hey, we've got some solar buses out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're here and there. This is the problem with I don't care what you run the bus on. The problem is not what's powering the bus. It's what's on the bus.
That's probably true.
As someone who takes mass transit in New York City all the time, I wouldn't care if the subway was powered by Dreams. If I wasn't the only guy wearing pants on it, you know what I mean? So the issue is not the power, it's the personnel when
That's
it comes
true.
To mass transit.
That's
you
true.
Took power with cars. Let me ask you a question about Biden relaunching yesterday. This is my interesting question.
Yeah.
Okay, you've probably been asked on 1,000 TV shows about the 70% don't want him to run again, but I can itemize that number because, you know, when you hear 70% don't want to run, that doesn't mean Democrats aren't going to vote for him.
Totally.
You
yep.
know, they don't want him. You might not want him to run, but if he does it, you know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's a choice election.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's two in the morning in the bar.
Yeah.
You might not have walked in, you know, with your eyes on, okay, whatever. I don't want to describe her or him in your case. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. But the point is the option becomes the option at 2 a.m. But here's my question about the age thing. It's very interesting to me. Okay, which obviously I'm probably breaking ground and bringing up his age. I know no one ever does that. So bear with me here.
He's a spring chicken.
Uncharted. He's a spring chicken that just happens to be on an assembly belt at a Purdue farm. He's a spring chicken.
With those aviators.
With barbecue sauce on him. Does the age of the GOP nominee matter right now to you as someone who's like a
Well, that's a good question. I mean, mm-hmm. when Donald Trump was elected, we forget this. He was the oldest elected president ever, right? Mm-hmm. And we didn't see this wall-to-wall coverage about the age issue with Donald Trump. And I think that necessarily goes out the window if he's the nominee.
Yeah.
He's going to be 78 on Election Day.
Well,
Joe Biden's going to be 81, I think, on Election Day.
I mean,
it's a three-year difference or four-year difference mm-hmm. when you're that age.
Well, I think people would argue, though, that Trump looks more robust
fit.
At his age. Not fit. I can't argue fit.
Healthy?
I can't argue fit. Is not,
that's,
you know,
news to me.
That's the one thing. If you're going to make the health argument, Trump, I'm like, you might not want to do a daily photo op at McDonald's.
Exactly.
Maybe do one at the market. No. But I think the perception is more of Biden, you know, being in a state of cognitive decline. I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose
sure.
him. Whereas Trump is just known as like a hothead who's tweeting and truth socialing. But my question is, if there is a world, because the reason like Asa Hutchinson is in there,
sure.
the reason Nikki Haley or Tim Scott is ultimately going to be in there is I don't think any of them has designs on beating Trump. I think there's this outside thought that Trump might not even be in the race by January of next year if he's been indicted three times. Now, I don't know that Trump would walk away under any circumstance.
Yeah. But and he
the
can
vote,
still run for president from jail.
Of course he could. But I think the reality of how much this race could change overnight could leave us in a place come January, February of next year where you're looking at a Republican nominee that's presumably 30 years younger than Biden. At that point, are you concerned about his age?
No, because I think we'll take the fight to whomever, but 18 months is an eternity in politics
for sure.
Terms of those dynamics, certainly. Mm-hmm. But listen, I think I've seen the president up close and personal. I think part of the problem, I think, with the narrative with Biden's age is the gaffes issue. And that's been going on for 50 years.
It was going on when he was 50.
He has stumbled. Yeah. You know, he's talked openly about the stuttering and stuff like that. And I think we have a perception in this country to interpret that stuttering uh-huh. as some kind of decline or something like that. When if you go back to his Senate speeches uh-huh. in the 70s and 80s, he stumbled over words and things like that.
Now,
so I think that's more on
display. Are these the original speeches or the plagiarized speeches?
No comment.
Kevin Walling taking shots. Do you think, though, the White House on any level is playing into this by limiting his media exposure the way they do?
Well, I don't know if they're necessarily limiting their media exposure. I think, you know, you have a give and take with the press corps. They always want – they would love daily press conferences with the president. They would want that with
yeah.
Donald Trump, who is a ratings boost to all of those outlets.
Well, he would give it to them,
like
too, though. That's
certainly. I mean, he would answer questions more off the cuff and helicopter visits and stuff like that. But I think what you're seeing is – a concerted effort to almost bring the presidency back to where it was, right? It was much more controlled during the Obama administration, much more controlled during the Bush administration, right? Really tailored press conferences, meet and greets, those kinds of things. And Trump threw it out the window. And now that's our impression of what the White House and the president should be. And I think it's just more of a return to what it was in the past.
Ooh, Kevin Walling says defense wins championships. And
amen.
That this White House just happens
slow,
to know that.
Slow, steady wins the race.
But I would go out on a limb and say they're more defensive-minded under this president. But you're not wrong to say the presidency never looked like the one Trump gave us.
I think they were pretty defensive with George W. Bush, too, in terms of some of the stuff. You know, Dana Perino is a friend of ours. I think she had a lot of work to do to clear up some
there.
Of the comments and stuff like that.
Well, Trump was the opposite. Trump was, I always say this to people, he gave us the first OnlyFans presidency. He showed you everything.
Whether I
you
want my
to,
subscription
whether
back.
I want
my $9.99.
Whether you wanted to see it or not, he was going to show you that corner of the presidency. Kevin Walling is in studio. What do you make of the scuttlebutt that Gavin Newsom hasn't canceled his weekly Manny Petty, and he's still trying to say funky fresh?
I mean, Gavin has been running for president since he was mayor of San Francisco.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, when you have designs on that, nothing's going to stop you. But he, you know, he sent out a really great email yesterday. I'm on his mailing list. I don't know how I got on there, but he was super supportive of the president. The president campaigned for him during his recall campaign.
Oh, listen, anybody
was really effective.
Anyone willing to set foot in California right now?
I was just there
you
last week. It's great.
Listen,
I was
I
in
go
Palm
there.
Springs.
It
it's
has
beautiful.
Listen, there are plenty of places. Okay.
I'm laughing.
I don't think you spent time in Compton probably on that trip.
Oh, okay. I go to Randy's Donuts. All I go everywhere.
All right.
No, I got real street cred. Like, we get into it. I've been to every Roscoe's. If you come by my office, I'll show you the pictures
you
of Lincoln at all the Roscoe's. Do you know Lincoln's at the first Roscoe's he ever went to in Englewood? It meant a lot to him because he was like 9 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
A man in a urinal referred to him as white bread.
There you go.
And he appreciated it. The guy was
he's ready for prison should that ever happen.
This is the kind of
Lincoln, stay on the up and up.
The kind of quality parent I am. Lincoln was 9 years old at the time. He went to the bathroom on his own and he came back to the table and he goes, somebody asked me, what are you doing in here, white bread? That's amazing. What a good life experience.
He's ready for anything.
Chicken and waffles. You had me at chicken and waffles, Kevin Walling. Let me ask you this then, okay? Because Asa Hutchinson jumped in today. Vivek Ramaswamy's coming by.
Did he announce today?
I know. It was weird.
God,
he did. He jumped in.
From
it was
Arkansas.
Weird. Yeah, I know. So former governor of Arkansas. He's in the race now. You get DeSantis in the race. DeSantis is in the race.
Mm-hmm.
Once you see the PACs airing the commercials, you can't really sidestep the question anymore. You're just, you know, prolonging the date. Scott with an exploratory committee means he's in the race. My question is, as a Democratic guy, as a Democratic strategist for Joe Biden in the previous campaign, do you have a favorite Republican you want to run against?
I mean, there's some great people that are running, right? So, you know, Alex
such a
and I
diplomat.
Split our time between South Carolina and D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten to know a bunch of these folks. You know, Alex is at Nikki Haley's kickoff, for example. I think she's a great candidate for the right. I want a more diverse Republican Party. I want a party that harkens back to Ronald Reagan and strength overseas and kind of more limited government.
Okay.
Taking on these, like, banning books and... attacking trans
give it a,
folks.
Give it,
like,
we're not attacking trans folks. I want to clarify that, Kevin Walling. Hold on now.
Okay.
The official Republican position, and I think this is very difficult right now to have legit political discourse. Me and you do it pretty well. The official Republican position is we don't care what anyone over the age of 18 wants to do with their body, but we do feel like it's being forced on children at a younger age, and we don't appreciate that. We don't want anyone to usurp parental authority. When you hear things like sanctuary states for kids who want to transition, we won't tell the parents. We don't like that.
Sure.
Okay.
No,
but it's not anti-trans, but I think everything that's what's so hard right now is everything is framed as anti-trans.
Yeah.
You know, like they'll say, you know, we're denying transgender children health care, which I think the connotation of that is if a transgender kid gets the flu, we're like, nope. You're on your own. But that's not health care. We're talking about gender affirming is
listen,
how it's sold.
I agree with you on the kids front, right?
Okay.
And the parents absolutely have a role in that, and they should be fully engaged on that front. I think it's problematic in what we're seeing in some of these states from some of the radical right folks are all out bans on medical treatment no matter the age. And
but
we've seen bills
when
introduced
you talk about medical
Republicans
I'm gonna let you finish
on
your
that
point,
front.
But medical treatment, again, sounds like medical treatment, like Johnny broke his arm.
Transitioning treatment.
Yeah.
Which is medicine.
I got to be honest. As someone who's watched a kid develop, okay, I'm not in favor of the government telling you anything, okay? But the government's been telling us plenty, okay? I mean, we could do vaccines alone forever, but stick with me, okay?
Yeah.
As someone who's watched a kid develop, I can tell you that who you are as five is not who you are at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12. So I'm not on board with anyone granting a kid the autonomy to make a permanent physical, surgical, life-altering decision that will require more surgeries and more medicine.
Sure.
But I think there's a lot of people in the medical community that can show you and me research that says we should be doing this, but there's a lot of money to be made off doing it, and that's where my skepticism comes in.
Listen, I don't think it's a moneymaker necessarily. I think I want government out of that whole process, right? I want parents very much involved in that process. But I don't think a government – and spend some time in these state legislatures and the kind of people that run for the state legislature that are not medical experts. That's not the role of government. Let doctors decide with the parents. Don't ban parents from that process. But let's not have government intrude on all-out bans on medical treatment for kids, you know, that are 18, right, or younger, right?
Uh-huh.
I think it's just a slippery slope, and just government doesn't have a role in that. Parents certainly do. Kids certainly do. And the doctors do. But get some of these wacko state legislators with no experience that don't even have kids in many cases, get them out of the process. You know, get government out of that. What government shouldn't be dictating medical procedures.
No, I give you that.
Give them the option.
I give you that all day.
And the parents can say no, right?
Kevin Walling in studio, he wants Bud Light in charge of your child's health care. He just basically said it in a roundabout way.
I just
kidding.
Opened up a can right here.
He's chugging them. He's got
the
a
official
Bud Light.
Beverage of Fox Across America, Bud Light. What Jimmy won't tell you, listeners. He's got a cold blue one right here.
I don't think anyone I don't think anyone wonders if I'm drinking or not during this show. I think they're all convinced that I am, or I moved on to something stronger. So give me this, okay? Yeah. Who do you think is the would be the toughest Republican to beat? Who do you think would be the easiest?
Trump is the easiest, right? Because we've done it before. We just did it 2 years ago. 7-8 million more Americans voted for the alternative. I think, again, Nikki Haley is tough. Tim Scott is tough. Anytime you can appeal to the suburban folks and bring back kind of the more compassionate conservatism, and we're seeing it on display on the abortion issue, I think Republicans are having a really tough time navigating
Haley's
that.
Haley's the one trying
right
to push
now,
the definition.
And she was doing, yeah. So she was doing that yesterday with that speech that you gave. I think it was like the Susan B. Anthony Association or whatever it is. So I think anyone who can do that effectively, talk about crime, bring more suburban folks, not just women but also men, to the fold, because crime is a key issue, and do it in a compassionate way, that's dangerous for the Democrats.
Yeah. I right now as it stands – and she's been on the show. She's pretty funny. She gave me a hard time about my wardrobe, which I enjoyed.
I remember. I think I was on just shortly after her.
Yeah. She's a good egg. I think the way it stands right now is everybody, because we are such prisoners of the moment in the 24-hour news cycle that's so omnipotent in our lives, everybody always thinks the political movement moment we're living in is the only one we'll ever inhabit.
Yeah.
So everyone on the right's like, oh, Trump's got it. It's over. He's the nominee. It's funny because I saw Chuck Todd do this to Chris Sununu the other day. Sununu from New Hampshire had said on multiple occasions, I don't think Trump will be the nominee. So Sunday, Chuck Todd, like, pistol whipped him with a montage. Like, here's you saying he won't be the nominee on five occasions. What do you say now?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what I say now is it's April 25th.
Exactly.
And they don't start voting until January.
Yeah.
It's really weird how everyone is so stuck in the moment.
Totally.
And he could very well be the nominee. I have no idea. But that's the part of this I think is so crazy, is that not a lot of people are dealing in perspective.
Totally.
That's kind of our superpower.
Yeah.
Half the audience wants us both dead at this point for this.
Well, we're just going to drink our Bud Lights in peace over
but
here.
But we did it. Walling. All right. That's enough out of Walling. Kevin Walling, we'll do it again.
I love it.
All right. Rock and roll.
Can't wait.
That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. We are back here Monday live, and we are not messing around. I may have a face tattoo from the D.C. Correspondents' Dinner, but you don't have to worry about that because it's radio. See you then.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.